Father, we worship you again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the day that today we will rejoice and be glad. We continue rejoicing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for your great faithfulness, your loving kindness, made new every morning. Lord, and today is not any different, Lord. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And thou art the Lord, and you change us not. Ready to bless your people, any place, anywhere, anytime, as we have an open heart. Lord, we thank you for the time to read your word this morning. Trusting you of ourselves, we can do nothing. But we know, Lord God, as we trust in you, Lord, we can do all things through you that loved us. So thank you, Father. Bless your word this morning as we read. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we know that all over the world, things are happening overnight. Bible says when they say peace and safety, certain destruction come upon them. See, but thank God for the elect of God who have been warned, to keep our eyes open. So all of a sudden, before we know it, Russia and NATO in the past 1 month begin to lead the news. So what is there a prophetic importance to these things? I guess so. Because all the events in the world, the Bible forecast them before time and so forth. So this morning, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and what is going on in the world, when something happens in the world, there is speculation going around, people thinking this way, thinking that way. It's always good for us to go back to the Bible and see how they fit into God's own program, God's eternal plan of the ages, So this morning, the nations of the world and the Antichrist system, the nations of the world and the beast at the end of time, which we are living at the end of time now. That's a lot of word in itself. So, Bible prophecy revealed that there will be two confederacies in the Gentile world at the end of the age. Bible prophesied there will be two confederacies in the world at the end of the age. There will be a Northern Confederacy, there will be a Western Europe Confederacy, according to the scriptures. That's all couched in Daniel chapter 2. I read a few verses of that. And the 41st verse. We all know of the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. So God therein told us that the two confederacies, that is Daniel 2:41. And where to thou saw it, the feet and toes, part of potter's clay. And part of iron, right there, you need to tell us something, right there. There are two elements in there, the clay and the iron. And the kingdom shall be divided. You see, there will be two, at the end of the age, two confederates divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. For as much as thou swear, the iron mixed with mighty clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sweat iron mixed with mighty clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So we know by now, by the grace of our Lord Jesus over the decades, so the 10 toes of the image represents the final form of the times of the Gentiles. God catches in prophecy, nothing happens in this world, but that the Lord God has spoken about it. Bible says, the Lord God will do nothing until he has revealed his to his servant the prophet. I think in the book of Amos it says that. So God has already told the history of this world, called the end from the beginning and so on. So the 10 toes of the image represents the final form of the times of the Gentiles. 2 Sundays ago, we talked about the times of the Gentiles, and so on, fulfilling and so on. Now, the iron and the clay, of course, the utensils, we do not mix, portray the two divisions of the great Gentile world at the end of time, because it's the last Gentile empire that the Bible spoke about in the book of Daniel, right? It's the last one, and so on. The iron represents fascism. Again, we talked about this about 2 Sundays ago, or even last Sunday. Fascism means what? Dictatorship, right? Autocracy, and some of that, you know, that's the iron. And the clay represents communism. You know, so that's what it means from what we know in our world today. But God, before there was anything, communism and so on, God already told us in the Bible, in the book of Daniel and many other scriptures in India. So now, the Northern Confederacy, there are the two of them, right? Northern Confederacy in this system, there'll be a Western Confederacy. Now, the appearance of Russia on the world scene, challenging the US and the world, is a fulfillment of prophecy too plain to be ignored. All of a sudden, I think there was no more Cold War. So that was, I think, 1990, Gorbachev and so forth, shared out this war. So I thought Russia was gone. No, not according to the Bible prophecy, you know. Anyway, so it is certainly a sign, what you are seeing Russia doing now, at the end of time, that the final events of this age are on the eve of fulfillment. That's what we are seeing right now, playing right before us, upon whom the end of the world has come. Now, communism is the fulfillment of the great Northern Confederacy, which includes Russia. So, and because today, again, like I said, when something happens in this world, there will be speculations all over the world, much more so with this global communication we now have today and so on. Always good to look at the Bible and see what the Bible really says about these things and so forth, you know. Communist Russia represents part of the clay in the 10 toes of the image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. So we know that Russia at one time was once a 10-toed empire. After it seized this country, it's always been there, it seized this country that I'm going to name now, Latvia, it seized it, Lithuania, and then Estonia. And then East Germany, back then, they're now called Germany since 1990, right? Because they had a war and they became one again. Poland, Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania, Czechoslovakia, now there are two countries, Czech Republic and and Slovakia Republic, from 1993. And then Russia itself. Now, they can go back and forth. It will all form to what God said at the end of time. They will go back and forth. Though they were independent at one time, 1990 or something like that, when they break apart, but we know that they are going to come together in the final form that God said it will be at the end of the age, which is the end of the age we are living in now. The other confederacy, according to the same scripture we are looking at, is the Western Confederacy, you know, 10 kingdoms in Western Europe, representing the iron in the 10 toes of the image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. See? They are unified. Okay, now all of a sudden, NATO, we haven't heard about NATO for a long time. All of a sudden now, pop up in the invasion, of Ukraine by Russia. Now NATO is all over the place. So as of this week, they are going to meet again. The president is going over there and so on. NATO has become headline. Russia has become headline. What's going on here? There is prophetic significance. It means most of these things are popping up because we are at the end of the age, you know. Time of fulfillment or the time of the Gentiles and so on, that you know. So anyway, so the 10 kingdoms of Western Europe represent the iron, like I said before. So they are unified in the NATO defense pact, where right now they are not under the Antichrist, but I don't see how else those 10 kingdoms will come without NATO getting involved with it and so on, that you know. So we know. So which is no doubt the forerunner of the Western Confederacy. That literally is a foreigner. I can't see how it will not be. You know, a foreigner of the Western Confederacy, which will form under the beast power. That's how it's going to be, you see. Now, these 10 kingdoms, again, they come and go. They can have European Union, all of these things and so forth. But those countries are already there. Anybody can look at the map of Europe today, and you can begin to figure out things, you know. The Bible didn't name them, but we know the map of Europe today, how it will be. The 10 kingdoms are not named, like I said, in the scriptures, but looking at the map of Europe, we can look at certain countries. We can see Germany today, we can see Italy, we can see France, Belgium, Denmark, Ireland, Luxembourg, Netherlands, and now, or whatever you call it, UK, Spain, Greece, Turkey, and Austria. So we don't know how they are all going to come together under the beast system, but there will be 10 of them. At the end of the age, 10 in the clay countries, Russia being there, and 10 in the other Western Europe and so, according to this, Daniel prophetic vision that he told the king. Now, all these things, there will be a relationship between Russia and the Antichrist. And what will it look like? That's why they are popping up again at the end of the age. What will it be? So, the event of World War II will tell us what it will look like. God allowed to come that way, you know, so that we can have an idea what the Bible is saying at the end of time. What happened in World War II was this. We have, at that time, Hitler representing fascism, authoritarian government, right? Make a pact with, with Stalin of Russia, meaning clear, right? And of course, World War II, what happened there? They are in agreement for a while, and then they separated, they were shattered, fulfilling in a way that what the Bible says, that iron and clay will not mix together, right? That's telling all will happen in the future. So we know a similar thing going to happen at the end of time. There will be a temporary accommodation between the iron and the clay confederacies and so forth, meaning the northern and the western confederacies. There will be a temporary accommodation between two of them. There will be a nominal unity brought about by the Antichrist. When you tie them together, you see, an evil genius from Satan will come. We make these two enemies to work together for a while. Antichrist will do that. And, so he will do it by sheer magnetism that he possesses, personality, and the power he received from Satan. That's how can you make these two to work together? Have to be an evil genius and so on that, you know, and so on that, you know. So he make these two to work together for a while. But it be as the Bible says, iron and clay will not mix together, it will split. So it will perhaps resemble what happened to Rome, Roman Empire. At one time, it became two, the Eastern Roman Empire and the Western Roman Empire, right? The same government, right? The same system, right? But they were split into two. And so it is akin like that. So so the Bible leaves us no doubt of how things will go at the end of the age. So this combined power, this confederation of two of the northern and the western thing, we were represented by the composite beast of Revelation 13, so that's how it will be according to the scripture. Now, and Satan incarnates himself in the beast and institutes a reign of terror on her, unprecedented in all the dark pages of history according to the scriptures, you know. Now, that the worship of the devil and Africans and so on, the ancient emperors of Imperial Rome, what happened to them? They received nominal worship, of their subjects. The Bible tells us these things ahead of time, where these things are heading, things are working underneath, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, the Bible says, sudden, just appear like that and so on. Satan's supreme objective has always been to receive worship of the masses. In Luke chapter 4, we have the temptation of Christ. If they just bow down and worship me, show you all the kingdoms of the world and so on, just bow down and worship, it shall be yours. Not even know that God himself has all the kingdom before the foundation of the world. Anyway, always looking for worship and so on. The attacker, when he comes, of course, Satan, the dragon and so forth, it'll be the same thing. 13th of Revelation says to verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. We're talking about the nations of the world at the end of time and the Antichrist system. You see how they are going to work together in this age we are living in. So, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. See, and all the world wondered after the beast. All the world, can you imagine that? All the world. And after the beast, we are living in a momentous time, brethren. And the worship, talking about the worship now, even the Roman Emperor, the mimicking, he was receiving worship. And, of course, even Julius Caesar, received worship. His senators were the ones that killed him, and so on, and that because he became, called himself God, they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast itself, see? And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's where the world is headed. We have seen a type of it and so on that, before, as I said, Judas and the rest of them. So they are just a foretype what is coming. And so and we can't, it's not part of any of what you are seeing in the world today. Now, the beast of the end time, through modern science and invention, especially the computer age, your phone is a computer, you can see anywhere in the world on your phone right now, you know, so call this YouTube, call it whatever, so everything is set, ready, you know, for this evil genius to come on the world scene, which they can solve all the world problem, right? So anyway, so computer and so on is able to secure a control over the lives of people beyond anything that was possible in the past. We all know it by now. You know, so that what control this thing have upon the digital age, control it has upon people today. No one, not even USA, will be able to challenge him when it comes to power. I'm telling the Africans, nobody will challenge the Africans and so on, you know. America will most likely be forced into some kind of world confederation, you know, in hopes of preventing war, nuclear war. So the U.S. will be involved in kind of a confederation itself because of the fear of atomic war. Even right now, what is going on right now, they could have declared a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Why? Fear of atomic power, right? So the same thing will happen in the atomic crisis and so on. U.S. can't do anything until the time that God appointed, you know. So anyway, so it will be in a kind of a confederation too, just to not let atomic disaster happen before its time, I guess, you know. So anyway, so and such an agreement will fall to save all the relentless match to Armageddon. Matter what they do, Armageddon is the end game of it all, you know. They can only stay it up for a while, just because, you know, God's time hasn't come. But we know it's not far off from what you are seeing on the world scene today. Those who worship the beast will say to him, verse 4, verse 13, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? That's why the U.S. can't even do anything at that point and so on, that, you know. So he will blaspheme God and make war with the saints. Verse 7 says to Revelation 13, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints, that is the tribulation saints, right? And to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. People don't know where things are heading, but we thank God has given us a roadmap through his word, amen? The creator who called the end from the beginning has given us a roadmap of where things are headed and so on, so that we might be ready, right? That's the purpose. The world will know nothing. As it's near, shall it come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. As a thief in the night, the Lord said in another place. So, and they did to set us washing, and so on, that note. Now, the beast covenant with the Jews will be broken, and the idolatrous worship will be set up in the tribulation temple at Jerusalem, Revelation 11, this Lord, and so on, that you know. Daniel 27, let's read that one quickly. See, there's no guesswork from what the Bible has told us for this end time. People will be saying all kinds of things, but keep your eyes on what the Bible has said, you know. Now, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. We know by now a week of 7 years, right? That's delayed, the 70th week of Daniel, which is delayed, right? So, in between the 69 and the 70, come the church age, right? That we are living in and so that, you know. So, and, you know, like Daniel said, you know, so, you know, in his prophecy and so on. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that bitterness shall be poured upon the desolate. Another scripture says the same thing, the time of Apostle Paul's writing by the Holy Ghost, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 says the same thing. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Even something happened in Christendom too, you know, a falling away, not from church going, from the real truth of the Bible, the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. They are falling away from that and so on. They are now doing their own thing. Show me how many of them. I mean, even the three simple things God gave us to be doing in the remembrance of him, the washing of feet, water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the breaking of bread, mega churches, how many of them are doing it? And they are calling them the same churches, that of Christ. fall away from the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And so, you know, so that's what is happening in the world today. Only a minority, you see, the bride elect, you know, of God, you know, who know that everything that God says is important. There's no guesswork in this Bible. God doesn't just talk for nothing, you know. When he talks, he means what he says, you know. So anyway, so we see that. So who opposes? Verse 4. And exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God. See that? Showing himself that he is God. See? Coming. So the false prophet will institute an economic program. This is a summary of events to come, right? Economic program. Whereby no man can buy nor sell without this special mark that will issue. Verse 16 says so, Revelation 13. And it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he either has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Bible said it out right there, you know, verse 18 tells us what that number is. Now, let's look at other events. Events during the, there will be a harmony, right, between the two confederacies, a time of nominal agreement between them for a time. Let's see the event that will be happening around that time. Number one, there will be the blending of the two confederacies during most or at least part of the Great Tribulation. They will agree some, you know, acting as one power. See? And as long as they hold together like that, you know, they bid to secure absolute control of the earth. I mean, you know, so because so big a system and so on, in as much as they are in agreement, they bid to secure absolute control of the whole earth. Even at that time, the U.S., seeing what is happening, trembles before the prospect of the terrible showdown that apparently is coming. When they are in agreement like that and so on. They can't even do anything, meaning the U.S. and so on. By then, it will be abundantly clear that it is the beast's intention to eradicate Christianity from the face of the earth. That's what is going to be around that and so on. He will hate Christianity, he will hate the Jews, you know. Anything about truth, about God, will be hated by this system, you know. So, and those are the two, Christianity and the Jews, that's it, you know. So all the other ones are idols, right? You know, so its ruthless campaign to destroy those who refuse to take the mark of the beast echoes what happened in the past, in the time of Hitler. Hitler's brutal and satanic plan to exterminate all Jews during World War II. 6 million Jews perished in the gas chambers, you know. What an antichrist spirit that went ahead at that time and so on. 13, verse 7 says so, Revelation 13, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints, both Jew and even Christianity, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. The Bible says, now, what is another thing that will happen at that time is this, absolute control of the whole heart, in the ultimate sense, will not happen. What does it? It can't control the whole world per se, you know, in the sense, you know. And so will not be achieved by the beast power. There is no true unity between the two confederacies. They don't have true unity. They are all looking after their own gain, right? So they will sit and sell lies on the same table, right? They are all taking their own interest, not because they are agreeing on anything, just for a moment of time, I'm telling you, know. Fierce rivalries developed between the two of them, these two confederates and so on, between the members of them and so on, you know, the beast empire. So as Hitler and Stalin, like I said before, the confederacies separate. Just as Ernest said that iron and clay will know that they will be separated at the right time and so on. Now, Russia at first, we delay our plan. Russia plan from day one is to get a hold of the Middle East. All that he has been doing. Right from 1947, that's what he wanted to do. Now, don't forget, he was the one that led the nations in the United Nations. You know, to give Palestine to the Jews as a homeland. What was he doing? He was thinking that, you know, that, oh, if he can help Israel to do that, then Israel will become one of a satellite. She wanted a foothold in the Middle East, right? All the warm water ports and so on. The riches in the Dead Sea and so on. They want all of those things, you know. Now today, Syria is his foothold, right? Look at the monstrous thing that the king of Syria is doing and so on, you know. And who is sustaining him? Russia. And has his foothold already and so on. So he wanted the Middle East himself. The Antichrist wants the Middle East himself. And Palestine and Jerusalem and Palestine is their target, right? So anyway, so at time, Russia will at first we delay our plans to take over the Middle East. That is our ultimate end, you know. And why? Because the Antichrist, because they are forced and they are in a league, right? So you know, the Antichrist was their force and they are in a league. So you know, she will wait a little bit more and so on that, you know. And so now the Antichrist will promise Israel his protection according to Daniel 9:27 to the end of that chapter, and implementing it with a 7-year covenant according to the book of Daniel, right? Russia therefore will postpone our plans for the time being. Russia, because of that agreement, Russia will not go to go attack immediately, as that, you know. Now, but as the days of the great tribulation come to pass to a close, Russia, called the king of the north, see, the northern confederacy and so on, as you know, the king of the north, will break away and come against the Antichrist like a one wind, causing a shift in the balance of power in the world at that time. That be a shift in world power at that time, as you know. In fact, in 1933, Russia artist put out a stamp in the Tartu Kopek. They call it as money Pokemon. Kopek in Russia at that time and so on. Tartu, the denomination of that Kopek. They put a series of horses rushing down from Russia to Palestine. You know, he didn't know what he was doing, but what even Bible prophecy, how they will come down, the king of the north and so on. That is in Daniel 11:46 this. And at the time of the end, see, at the time of the end, shall the king of the south push our things. We'll come at that later, you know, but let's go to the next phrase. And the king of the north, you see, shall come against him like a warm wind. That's your Russia and the satellites and so on, you know, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the country and shall overflow and pass over. So we see Rush, Bible calling Rush in the Bible and so on. So Russia's evil thoughts against Israel becomes our obsession. They become our obsession to her at that time. She no longer will be able she won't continue control to this system anymore. She now wants to do what she wanted from day one. Want to get Palestine, want to get the Middle East and so on. They have been playing all this hide and seek game with the Antichrist and so on. You know, but eventually now it won't consider control to the Antichrist anymore. She wants to get it by himself. So it comes down, you know, and so on that, you know, to Palestine and so on that, you know. Anyway, and so Russia will try to seize Palestine for herself. The same thing they have been doing, got Crimea, now not to get Ukraine, the same thing. Now, even the Israel are thinking, well, who is next? Who is next? Maybe Poland, you know, and all this and then in the end. Maybe now, go to move to the Middle East and so on. The same thing, you know, and so on that, you know. Now, Ezekiel 38, tell us this in verse 11 to 12. Let's read that very quickly. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwashed villages. I will go to them that are at rest. You know, well, you may say at war, but it's at rest compared to what he has gone through in the past, right? Relatively speaking, right? He's at rest now. Even though she's fighting war every day, particularly when it was scattered and 6 million were murdered. Anyway, when she has no homeland, you know, roaming the world, you know. Anyway, so, and, you know, that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, he says, and to take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. A desolation that now look at what it looks like, like a road now. They now feed Europe with fruit and all kind of things right there as of today, you know, which was just a dry land and desolate before. Now, when he got it back, it blew something like a rose, like the prophet Isaiah said, you know. Anyway, that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations. Who are those people? But the Jews, right? Talking about Palestine. Now, which have gotten cattle and goats that dwell in the midst of the land. So we see, so putting our design from beginning, 1947, design into action, it will come down over Palestine. Now, so the thing is this, where is the role of the US? We see the attack, we see Russia, we see we see Russia playing its role, we see what NATO will do in a nutshell. Is the US has any role in these things? You know, talking about the nations of the world and the business system today, right? So does the US have any role to play in all these things? Should we just sit aloof and do nothing? Well, not so by the Bible. So there's a king of, you know, there is one remaining power on earth. Like I said, that business system will not have control, absolute control over all the earth. So there is only one remaining power on earth that this power has not assimilated or conquered. And which is referred to in Daniel 11:40, the very first thing I read before. At the time of the end, shall the king of the south push us in. So the king of the south, right? Russia has not the king of the north, right? Like the king of the south too. I don't think of any other power that can be, you know. So that power we believe is the USA. So that the USA will be in the picture is backed up by many, many scriptures. You may not call him USA there. After all, US just came into being 200 something years ago, right? Anyway, let's see it in the Bible really quickly. Zechariah 14:2 tell us these things and so on, that you know. So that US will be in this conflict. How can it not be, one way or the other? And the Bible implies it. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Say, if all nations, then US is a nation, right? That will be there, one way or the other. Okay? So that particular battle don't tell us that the US involvement, right? Because all nations, right? And Revelation 16:13 said the same thing. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirit of devils, working miracles, see, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, he says, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. We have seen a chapter in the Bible before, in the time of Ahab. Oh, Ramogibet belongs to us. Let's go get back and answer, you know. And together with the king of Judah, and come and go with me. Go and get Ramogibet for the Syrians and some of that, you know. And you know, all these four, the Lord say, well, who will go and deceive this? I mean, what are we going to do? This Ahab man, so on, you know. Anyway, what happened? An evil spirit went and put lies in the mouth of all of his prophets, right? And they had to go into battle, right? The same kind of thing will happen at the end of time. So, Bible says in this particular verse. So, we see, the rise of the Antichrist will pose a supreme threat to the U.S. at that time. Why? His fear will be temporarily allayed because he made covenant with the Jews, right? So, where? U.S. will say, where? At least. Israel is our ally, right? It's protecting Israel. So they will keep quiet for a while because it's helping Israel, right? So they won't say anything. But they were deceived, you know? So so she will discover that she had been deceived. When the Antichrist made that covenant, she now knows that she had been played out. She had been deceived by this evil genius and so on, you know? So the U.S. will be the chief opponent of the beast kingdom. And all his works during the Great Tribulation. So this year will be the chief opponent of the Antichrist. Now, even Russia itself is coming down. Not directly to, against the beast itself, really, initially and so on. So anyway, so she will break off whatever agreement he has with the system at that time. He will call it off, you know. Whatever agreement he has because of nuclear destruction, we break it at that time itself and so on, that, you know. And with the Antichrist. She witnesses the the horrible persecution of Christians. You know, the Antichrist persecuted the Christians at that time that are left here. Even the Jews and so on. The terrible campaign of extermination of Christians. When the Jews see that, you know, to break that, whatever agreement they had with them at that time, you know. Now, we know U.S. possesses a great arsenal of atomic weapons. We know that, you know, even today. But they are useless. Just like now, you know. You know, doesn't want to just destroy the war. You could have just declared a no-fly zone over Ukraine today, but she's careful. The same thing happened in Vietnam. She has nuclear power. She couldn't use it because to trigger a nuclear power is the end of the war, really. Even what did Biden say? He said to shoot for U.S. Russia to shoot at each other in Ukraine. It's a third world war, he said, you know. So they know all these things and so on that, you know. But a time will come when it has let her no longer let anymore. I think we just let loose. I thought far of you from what you know today. So she had this atomic power, in fact, one of the greatest in the whole world, but they are useless right now. You know, so just as they were in Vietnam. Were she to use them, she will invite the terrible reprisal, meaning the percussion, by the beast power. Why? Because the beast power is there. We have atomic power. Bible says so, you know. That is in Revelation 13 says so. So it doesn't want to cause Armageddon before it's time, right? So the beast power has atomic power. So Revelation 13 of Revelation says, and he does great wonders, meaning the Antichrist, right? So that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Many Bible scholars believe that to do with atomic power too, you know? So that's why you doesn't just quickly wake up one day and destroy atomic power just anywhere, you know? Anyway, so the threat of nuclear warfare will result in widespread dispersion of population in the U.S. Yeah. That no, it happened at that time. You know why? You see, Revelation 12:5 tells us where the rapture has taken place. What happened next? Let's see in Revelation 12:5 and 6. Rapture has taken place. There will be a dispersion of population in this country at that time. Revelation 12:5. She brought forth, maybe the church, you know, brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And that child was cut off unto God and to his throne. Then what follows it? And the woman, church, led into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,203 score days. So that's what happened in the U.S. and so on. Though. And these terrible things, the Lord told us in another scripture in Luke 21, these terrible events occurring at this time in Luke 21:26. The Lord said, men's heart, filling them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, the Lord said. You know, what is that? You know, atomic power, you know, be shaken, you know. So the Lord forecast all these things in the Bible. In Matthew 24:21, the same thing was said by the Lord. For there shall be great tribulation, such as was not in the beginning of the world. To this time, nothing like it in the history of the world. Not the Black Plague, not the World Wars 1 and 2, nothing like it, the Bible says, you know, and no ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, and those days shall be shortened. I always love the Lord for that. In the days of before Sodom could be destroyed, Lord had to be taken out, right? That's right. Before the deluge, the flood, Enoch was taken out, right? So no wonder, the same thing, the same principle, the Lord even like it, even like it is coming to those times and so on, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Before the delusion, Enoch was gone. As it was in Sodom, what happened? Before the rain, fire and brimstone, Lot was taken out, right? So the same thing, at the end of time, the first fruit rapture will be gone before all this, according to what the Bible is telling us right here, you know. So during those dark days, the U.S. will probably spend much of its money and building atom missile bunkers all over the place, you know, probably, you know, so probably. Suddenly, now while these things are happening, suddenly there will come the word of the rift in the beast power. Russia and the Antichrist all of a sudden become enemies. You know, they were deceiving themselves all the time. They were all telling lies on the table before, right? They become enemies, you know. But Russia will not strike at the Antichrist directly. What is it going to do? Russia and our hopes will move southwards towards the Holy Land that she has coveted since back in the early 40s, right? She will move down, according to the Bible. The following scripture speaks of Russia's secret plan to invade Palestine. So that's why you see her in the news, all over again. See NATO in the news, see Russia in the news. Ezekiel 38 verse 8. After many days, thou shalt be visited. In the latter year, see, latter days, right? And we are living in the latter days, you know, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword. See? And is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. You didn't miss it. The Bible just strike the nail at the head, right? No misconception about this one. I don't want to be confused. Against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a son. Even predicting the bomber and so on. Even back then, the days of Ezekiel, talking about the aeroplane, right? We ascend up, right? What is that? No, ascend up. And then come like a storm. And thou shalt be like a cloud. I mean, you know, aerial warfare, right? You know, your aeroplane, the professor, right? And so on, you know. Like a cloud to cover the land. Thou and all that bands and many people with thee. Thus said the Lord God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. The Bible said, no, an evil thought. The Bible says, so you see, the Antichrist apparently, of course, unprepared for this attack, wasn't prepared, you know, they were lying to each other, right? Unprepared for this attack, but he wake up, you know, and he wake up himself and so on, and get ready to face the king of the north and so on, that, you know. So anyway, that's why in Daniel 11:44 says so. So he will quickly gather together rapidly, you know, and so on, because himself will be in possession of atomic power too. Daniel 11:44 says, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble the Antichrist, right? Therefore, it shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. But it started out of the north. That's the king of the north. Out of the east, China. That's it. The kings of the east, crossing the Euphrates, right? To north and east. Now look at China today. As Russia as Putin is making trouble with Ukraine and that way, China is making trouble with Taiwan, right? He's looking for war. And to him, he will not let go of Taiwan, no matter what, you know? So anyway, and of course, today, lying or to each other, whatever, China and Russia, they have a pact. Look at the Olympics. Only two of them met together and so on before he invaded Ukraine and so on. So, and they are forming their own world order, if you want, this pact and so on, the kings of the east and so on, that they are forming it and so on, that you know. So, right before the eyes of the world, the Bible says like the song, I mean, the thing that the prophet foretold, in it, happening right before our eyes. So, which one? Yeah, that's right. The king of the east. Yeah, maybe a US friend before, about the prophecy and so on, but in the end, they will depart from the US and join this reentrance and so on, the king of the east and so on, you see. Now, let's finish up here quickly. Now, the Bible talks about, this sudden turn of events caused the US to seize the opportunity to move against the beast power. That's where it comes in right there. And she is not pleased that Russia is coming out to come and swallow up Palestine. No, not while we are seeing this America and so on. They will wake up. Yes, we wake up and so on, that you know. And you can't swallow up Israel while we are alive. Over our dead body, US will say. So, but our first preoccupation is to destroy the Antichrist first. So So while Russia comes from the north, so are towards the Holy Land, America will come, you know, and Great Britain will come from the south, you know, and so like that, you know. And they are committed to the protection of Israel, both Britain and the US. But while the two elements of the big power were together, the communists and so on, and those Western things, they couldn't do anything at that time. But now they have broken. The iron and the clay are separated. So now they cannot act, you know. So Prophet Ezekiel, you know, foresaw the allies protecting Russia's move to Palestine in Ezekiel 38 verse 13. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, to the king of the north, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, and to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? So that now many prophetic writers. So who is Sheba and Dedan? So who are these people and so on? Many prophetic writers have been long convinced that Tarshish has to do with the and the young lion and so on. They represent the English speaking country, you know. So many people agree to that, you know, prophetic writers, they agree to that one, that Tarshish and so on and the young lions thereof represent the English speaking nation. Even the name Tarshish speaks of sea power, maritime power. Remember Jonah play to Tarshish, you know, take a ship and so on, that, you know. So Tarshish speak of maritime power and so on, that, you know. So anyway, so it's commonly used in scripture to designate maritime power, meaning the word Tarshish and so on. The term young lions, of course, refers to England's Commonwealth of Nations and America, of course, which, so to speak, was an offspring of Britain, right? So it is well known that America and Britain are really enemies of communism. So not surprising that you are going to join arms together in that great showdown at the end of the age. So now let's finish, wrap up here. No, with atomic power will be used in this conflict at the end of the age. Will it be used? Well, many scriptures allude to the same thing, to the affirmative. For example, Ezekiel 39 verse 6 says this, and I will send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the eyes, and they shall know that I am the Lord. See, during the ongoing invasion of Ukraine, what is he saying? He's threatening Ukraine and the war with atomic weapons, right? Putin was doing that. So will they use to do that conflict? Most likely, what the Bible says right here, but the Lord, I mean, has everything in control. So that's what is going on right now. The remainder of Ezekiel 38 and 39, we can't go on to all this. They give us graphic description. You know, once you study that, those two verses, chapters and so on, all the time, in the age we are living right now, they gave us a graphic description of the appearance of the Lord of hosts, who visits divine judgment upon the halls of the king of the north. So we should all read that as often as we can. Now, here is God's call to the fowls of heaven, and God is going to make a great supper in that conflict, you know, to them and so on, at Armageddon and so on. Ezekiel 39, verse 17, as we wrap up here, the end game, all this Armageddon and so on. And thou son of man, thus said the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl, and to every beast of the field, assemble yourself, and come, gather yourself on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel. You see, Armageddon and so on, that you know. And that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Yea, ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them, fatness of a Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken. of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Thus you shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots and mighty men, and with all men of war, said the Lord God, he said. So you see, calling from Armageddon earlier, Bible will have two or three things for the same truth. The same thing is said in Revelation 19:17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings. See, the same thing Ezekiel said, right? And, the flesh of captains, see? And the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and born, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. So we see that the Bible for telling what will happen at the end of all this we are seeing here, this commission that will happen here and there. And now, the turning of Israel to repentance, of course, and we accept their Messiah, we said in 39 of the secret 2, we don't have time for that right now, but those two chapters are very, very important for the end of the age, just like many other scriptures and so on. Now, let's finish with the comfort of God to his elect. His elect lady, right? Praise God. The church of the living God. And let's see what, let's end up with that. So, many Christians will yet be here. We know that during the Great Tribulation, and so on that, because the 13th of Revelation says so, verse 7, and it was given unto him, right, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. But some of the saints, call them the larger saints, call them the man-child company, they are all the same group. The false fruit rapture will have taken place at the time of the Great Tribulation from so many, many Bible scriptures. That's our expectation, our earnest expectation, amen. And we know in nothing shall we be ashamed, amen. According to our earnest expectation, praise the Lord. It shall not be, God will not fail us, as we, by his grace, we will not fail him. Anyway, so the Lord apparently, so some will be translated and so on. That's what we are believing God for in this time, in this dispensation and so on. And the Lord apparently had this in mind, the translation and so on, when he gave the command to the believers in Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always, that an escape, right, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that have come to pass, all the things you have talked about this morning and so on, that an escape for it, only the Lord himself, and to stand before the Son of Man, he said. Other scriptures that allude to this escape, supernatural escape, right, from all the trap of the devil and so on. In John 14:2, the Lord told the disciples and so on, you and I also, in my Father's house, verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. What a comfort, I think one should be reading this one all the time. I remember that 1 Corinthians 15:51 say, behold, I show you a mystery. We cannot all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Bible says, as many as have this hope in them, purify themselves, even as himself is pure. Amen. This is what you carry about in your heart, in your spirit, in your thinking, this blessed hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me read another one to you about this hope and so on. 1 Samuel 4:15. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, he that is sent here at the coming of the Lord, right? Shall not prevent them which are asleep. See? Those Christians who are asleep, the Bible doesn't call them dead, they are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
with the voice of the archangel, God comforting his children now with all the scriptures, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, until that time, brethren, we are admonished further by many scriptures. Matthew 6:33 now. Seek you, so see, when we are waiting for that glorious event, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, here is what we can do, some of the things we can be doing, and the Lord tells us to do these things. So don't worry about this thing. Worry doesn't solve any problem. Fear doesn't solve any problem. They complicate it for you and I, right? See, and the Bible says, God hasn't given you the spirit of bondage to fear again. Spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. When this is happening, be of a sound mind. See? In your patience, protect your soul, the Bible says. Now, in Matthew 6:33, seek you for the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things which the hidden people are running around shall be added unto you. What comfort, right? Philippians 4:19, while we are waiting for this glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Faithful is he who has promised, brethren, who also will do it. He's been doing it to this day, and will ever do it. Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, like we are seeing them coming to pass already, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. In John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. 27th verse of the same chapter. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. No matter what is happening in the world, you have the peace of God. See? That passes all understanding and other scripture, right? You know, I told you that, you know, unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So when fear comes, no, never of God, right? So let him take a hold of you. The Bible says, now, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the blessed hope. And this is a blessing now. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I'm so glad is the one who does it. Not you. Is the one who does it, right? So blessed be his holy name. Now, Hebrews 13:20, the last scripture I want to read here. No, the last but one scripture. Now, the God of peace. See that peace all over the place? The God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. I'm so glad is the one who makes me perfect. Even the writer of the book of Psalms 138, the law will perfect all that which concerns you and I. Amen. see, make you perfect in every good work to do its will. You know, working in you, I love this. Working in you, that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. See, without him we can do nothing. Right? When we allow him, he does all these things in us. That scripture is in Jude 1:20. Giving you confidence now as you walk with the Lord, walk in the Spirit. Hear what he says? Glorious, glorious promises. The last one here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. I can't do it myself, right? I just live for him. Just live for him. That's all it takes, you know. To keep you from falling. And to present you faultless. Look at that. Oh my, praise God. I don't care what accusing things that people point at me. Nothing make a difference what any man say about me or you, amen. It is God's what accounts in the end, amen. Where God my Father sees me through the blood of Jesus Christ, right? He will present you faultless, no fault at all, no fault at all, faultless. And before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. It all speaks for itself. Despite all these calamities, that we say, this thing will surely come to pass. Yes, so it's safe to say, lift up your head. Our redemption dreads nigh. Now witnessing for him, We are his witnesses too. Lord God, that all these things that you say you come and to help other people, you know, to who are seeing the byway and the edges, telling them of the hope which is in us, Lord. So we thank you this morning for the time we have spent in the world. As we go now, Lord, let it help us to let the Holy Ghost expand this thing to us, Lord, in the name of the Lord. Always to be ready. So whether you come in the first watch, bless be the name of the Lord. Whether I come in the second watch, bless be the name of the Lord. Whether I come in the third watch, bless be the name of the Lord. Or in the last one, the fourth watch, bless be the name of the Lord. That we always be ready. And we thank you for the promise to supply all our needs. Not some of them. No. You say all of them. Lord, we thank you, Father. So blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. So thank you, Father. We just bless you before our feet as we go now, Lord. Remember your word. Say, I'm with you always to the end of the world. Thou shalt preserve our going now and our coming in. Preserve us from all the evil. The angel of the Lord comes around us. Whether we feel or not, he's always here. You know, and to keep us, I agree with the angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. We are secure, eternally secured. Our life is even hid in Christ with God. We are not even rich. With all these things, we thank you and we go forward with joy. And so that we find favor everywhere we go, as in the early church, Lord, in the name of the Lord, despite all these things, Lord, that every one of us can daily eat our bread, our meat with gladness and singleness of heart, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.